Catching the World. How did a game about catching monsters become the world's biggest franchise? 30 years on, one collecting game still dominates global entertainment. What explains its staying power? A cartoon about catching monsters and turning them into champions has quietly become the biggest entertainment franchise in history, worth more than several rival empires combined. Few could have predicted that outcome 3 decades ago, when the idea began as a simple trading card and video game concept built around one collecting instinct. Collecting taps into something deeply human, the urge to gather, complete a set, and compare with friends. Add a layer of nostalgia among adults who grew up trading cards in schoolyards, and the appeal multiplies across generations. Each new game, movie, or card set gives longtime fans a reason to return. When one mobile game turned smartphones into portals for catching creatures, it sent millions of people walking through real streets, briefly becoming one of the most downloaded apps ever released. Trading cards, once sold for pocket change, now fetch hundreds of thousands of dollars at auction, and the franchise's total earnings are estimated in the tens of billions of dollars. Some credit relentless, immersive marketing across games, cards, and animation. Others believe the real secret is simpler, a comforting, timeless world that keeps inviting new players in. Perhaps the greatest achievement isn't catching them all, but keeping the world interested for 30 years.